Vigorous lava eruptions continue today from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Lava is spewing from fissures in the Leilani Estates and Lanapuna Gardens areas. Thousands have had to evacuate their homes, and lava has destroyed more than 80 structures. Meanwhile, ash continues to spew from a vent at Kilauea's summit. NPR's Nathan Rott is on the Big Island and joins us now. Nathan, what is the greatest concern for officials at this point?
Well, from a human standpoint, the biggest concerns are, you know, people's homes and safety, obviously. These lava flows keep spewing and in some cases gushing from a lot of these fissures. Two nights ago, there were some evacuations because new evacuations, because a pool of lava had overspilled its banks, causing some of it to rush, you know, downhill into some areas that it hadn't been previously. The area directly impacted by that lava, though, we should say, is pretty small relative to the size of this island. The broader concern is air quality. There's ash and fog, this volcanic fog that can be bad for people's respiratory systems. That's also coming off of the volcano. And there's, you know, looking at my window here, there's a fair amount of it that's settled into Hilo, where I am today. It kind of looks like, you know, Montana or California in wildfire season with the smoke just settling in the valley or wherever.
Well, we're hearing that the fog has even reached Guam.
Yeah, no, it's been drifting. The trade winds have been pushing it west primarily for the last few weeks, but then those winds have died down actually over the last couple of days. So it's starting to drift a little more east and north to these parts.
One of the concerns, we've talked about it, is that there is a geothermal plant near the lava flow. What are the concerns there?
Well, outside of the lost power generation, which is, you know, significant for this island, the bigger concern has been with these geothermal wells at the site. There were concerns that if lava overran them, it could release hydrogen sulfide, a deadly gas. You know, the lava has already covered a couple of these wells, and there has been no release of that gas that they've detected. I talked to an academic who works on geothermal the other day, and she said, you know, the odds of a hydrogen sulfide release are actually very, very low. But still, you know, they want to make sure that they have that area clear so that it doesn't have an impact on folks.
You've been talking to people there. What are they feeling at this point? This has been going on for some time now.
Yeah, almost a month. You know, it's hard because there's just so much uncertainty with an event like this. You know, it's not like a wildfire or a tornado or hurricane where, you know, the disaster happens and then it's over. This volcano could be erupting for months. You know, a similar eruption lasted for almost 3 months in 1955. Geologists I've talked to, you know, they really do not know when this is going to end. They're studying it, you know, excitedly studying it because it's a really cool scientific opportunity to better learn how this sort of system works. But, you know, they don't really have a good answer for that. And so, you know, to give you an idea of the human impact of that, I've talked to people here who have had lava come within 100 yards of their house and stop, and then it moves a little closer a couple days later, and then it stops again. And so imagine just going through that on and on and on, feeling like you dodged a bullet only to find out a little while later that you didn't.
Pretty nerve-wracking. And I'm sure that there is a lot of worry as well. In the tourism industry in Hawaii, this is a state that depends very heavily on tourism. How has it been impacted by all these pictures of lava, you know, flowing uncontrollably on the Big Island?
Yeah, there's been a really big impact. Bookings are down 50%, according to tourism authorities here. And, you know, this is a economy that is hugely dependent on tourism, and that's causing a lot of frustration because people here feel like there's been a sensationalization of the eruption. I talked to a woman, Diane Lay, who works for the County of Hawaii. Let's hear a little of that from her here.
When some of the headlines are a little bit dramatic, you know, like Kilauea explodes, you know, I think that not only, you know, discourages and frightens visitors and potential visitors, but also our residents. I mean, just angst, it raises the level of angst.
I mean, what they want you to know here, and I think it is important to remember this, that, you know, the Big Island is called the Big Island for a reason.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of places I've been where you wouldn't even know that a volcano is erupting. So I know from a lot of folks here that I've talked to that there's a worry and a concern, and what people don't want to have is this natural disaster lead to a longer, larger economic one.
It's NPR's Nathan Rott joining us from the Big Island of Hawaii. Nathan, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.